Hey friend, I'm Tanisha Sela, and you're listening to the Life of an Empath podcast. I'm an empath, Akashic Records reader, and intuitive guide. I'm exactly what you would expect a modern day mystic to be. I meditate, I'm a crystal lover, sporadic yogi, and I believe in love and universal goodness. I help high-level creatives, empaths, and teams achieve emotional clarity and allow them to utilize intuition as business strategy. On this podcast, I share stories about my personal spiritual journey, the lessons that I'm learning through my clients, and life as a wife and mom of two toddlers. Welcome to my life. Let's get started. Hey friends, it's Tanisha here, and I am joined again by my pal, Grace. Grace, I feel like it's been too long.
I know, you've had all these other fun guests on the show, and I've just been blowing in the wind. Like, you know those little people at the that people advertise with at businesses that are like the floaty people?
And no, like the wind dancer? No.
Yes, and then their arms and legs and stuff move. That's how I've been, just floating in the wind, waiting to come back on the show.
Interesting. Well, today, I wanted us to get together because everybody has been seeing us on these internet streets, and we've been on the podcast, and we've been doing different things together. But I think it's time for us to slow down for just a second and talk to the people about how we met. What is the story of us, Grace?
Yo, you know what's so funny? I'm gonna do a little sidebar, a little aside. We only technically met when, like, was it 2.5 years ago now in human years?
Yeah.
Like 2017. But it feels like we've been friends forever. And not in that bad way where, like, oh my God, we've been friends forever. But in that good way, like, oh my gosh, we've been friends forever. Like that. You see how the octaves change the intention? Thank you for understanding, friend. Mm-hmm. But we met because at the time I was, you know, I've been on a spiritual journey my entire life. Full disclaimer, I grew up in a very spiritual and very religious household. You know, my parents did a lot of spiritual and emotional counseling as their job, you know, as missionaries to the United States, which creates for a very interesting upbringing because we're also still very quote unquote African. So a lot of African spirituality included in that religious construct that some may feel like they know well. And so the journey for me, I was reading my father's books on theology when I was like 6 or 7. I've always been one of questioning. And so a couple of years ago, I was just becoming reacquainted with my questioning life because I just felt like I was in a place where there was nowhere to go but up. I just kind of felt like I had hit a wall. And I knew emotionally, spiritually, even physically, I was in a lot of physical pain. I was being diagnosed with a couple of autoimmune diseases. I just felt so tired in my soul. And I knew that I needed help. And I had mentioned in passing to an acquaintance of mine at the time that I was just looking to get clear. To get clear on my business ideas, get clear on my professional development, working in, you know, a traditional office, and just really get back in line with my soul purpose. And she was like, I know just the person for you. And that person was you. And so she introduced us. I, of course, kicked it off with our, you know, our first intuitive reading, which is always how you kick off your process with new clients. And I remember, you know, I went in thinking, actually, nothing. I think it's so interesting. I think something that people don't realize about me is I try really, really hard to never have expectations. So what does that mean in how I approach my life? I'm a behavioral scientist by academic training. So I've been trained to be able to kind of figure out what people want or how they're going to behave. But I abandon my training in my personal life all the time. All the time. Mm-hmm. And so I came in not really having too much expectation. I just thought, well, this is someone who's a gifted intuitive. They're going to, you know, quote unquote, read for me. And at that time, I'd had some interactions with folks who, you know, are intuitives. And so I was like, okay, I think I have an expectation of what it might be. But because I watched my parents do this kind of work and they still do for, you know, 30 plus years, I realized that it's also so unique to the individual, right? The messages that come up for them or the guidance that they need is so fine tuned to who they are, who their ancestry is, where they are in their soul's journey. And so I kind of knew to not expect anything. And the stuff that came up for me, and I imagine for everyone else actually, was really, really powerful. And I remember walking away thinking, like, I am doing a disservice to my spirit if I do not pursue long-term coaching with you. And, you know, that's how we met. And we've been rolling ever since.
We've been rolling. And I love that because it was a very interesting session for me too, because I knew that you were quite gifted yourself. And that becomes, I don't think I had any expectations, but I did have some concerns. You know, I was like, okay, she's gifted. What do you need me for? Type of thing. But it was very interesting, the journey that we took during that round of coaching. But then it also, you were very open. That's what I noticed, is that you were a very open client right from the start, in that not only did you dive into just the intuitive coaching, but also development, deeper development for your own gifts, and then tapped into the emotional clarity challenges, the Declutter the Mind program. So you kind of had, you're the only client that I've had that's been like full circle with the services that I offer. And I just wonder how that has impacted you all, like all of it together. What impact has that made on you specifically?
You know, I think I know you tell me that all the time, and, you know, full disclosure, I'm a fire sign for the listeners. So I have a habit of, when I make a decision, I don't waver. Like, I know some people get stuck in this land of indecisiveness, or they don't fully, it's not even that they don't fully believe, that they're just kind of nervous or fearful. I'm the opposite. The more scared I am, unless it's like really against the law, I go and do it. The more uncomfortable I am, the more I lean in, because I found that that's where I learn to expand. I stretch. I learn to take up more space. And for me, like the intuitive guidance and the way you have it structured, right? I think that that's something to talk about, is it works like a program. I think that when people hear intuitive guidance, I don't know what people think, but I don't know if they think of what you offer, right? Mm-hmm. There's like homework. There's check-ins to make sure the homework is being done, because we did do the intuitive development, and then we also did more of the intuitive guidance and coaching around like work and business as well, right? So I was able to receive both, I say, that development of my gift, the heightening, the honing, the practicing of how to leverage my own intuitive abilities. And then I also learned how to navigate my own, you know, professional inclinations. And I think that I don't see how and why people aren't doing both, because I use my intuitive gifts in work every single day. And I think some people will be like, oh, well, I'm not even remotely psychic, or I'm not gifted. But I think we've talked about this before. Everyone has a spiritual gift. It may not be to be psychic, but you've got something. And I think that the underdevelopment of that is fundamentally part of the demise of the human spirit. My parents used to say that all the time when I was a kid. And I don't know if I fully leaned in or fully believed it, but as an adult, I know that what they were saying was like 3,000% accurate, you know? And most importantly, I think participating in things like the emotional clarity challenges and Declutter the Mind gave me a collective to be a part of. I'm not big on group activities. People who know me really well are always surprised by that, because I think I come across as someone who would like group activities. Mm-hmm. But what I found as an anti-grouper, ha ha ha, not to be confused with the fish. I'm not anti those kinds of fish. Mm-hmm. And I found that by being a part of the group, even though most of the time I was listening, it was really giving me a lens and a means of processing what was happening. And a lot of times it was easier to listen to someone share and then see that reflected inside of me. it became almost like this like funhouse mirror where every reflection was different and maybe distorted in a different way because it wasn't my reflection per se, but it allowed for me to see something I didn't realize was there. And so for me, activating all of that together, that was the recipe. Like, I feel like I was, not to be super corny, but I feel like my soul was unlocked. Like, oh my goodness, right? You know, I just felt like I instantly, through that practice, right? Mm-hmm. I initiated a lot of components of myself that I think have been fractured for a long time. And by using all of your services, I brought them together to create this kind of whole identity that I feel is more reminiscent of A, who I was as a child, actually, and B, who I want to be as an evolving spirit. And so I don't see how people kind of do this in a vacuum. And I'm going to give you an example. My brother owns fitness and training facilities in Tennessee. Shout out to my family. If you ever get the chance, check out TLT Sports Performance in Cookeville, Tennessee. Had to do that plug. He didn't even ask
plugged.
Me.
She plugged I did, the I family.
Did. Oh, you got to plug the family business. But something that he always tells his clients is people come into the gym, and he specializes in like running mechanics. And they're like, well, I know how to run. Why should someone teach me how to run? And so he's like, okay, cool, run. And what they realize is they've been doing it for a long time, but that doesn't mean that they've been doing it correctly. I think a lot of people enter into coaching with you and guidance with you, and they say, well, I've been meditating, or I've been praying, or I've been reading a holy text, or I already do yoga, or I do tarot cards, or I do this. I really don't care what you do. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. Just because you do it doesn't mean you know how it's done, why it's done, or how it could be improved. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We can always grow. And that's what my brother is always telling his clients. He's like, you've been running all of your life, but did you know you've been running incorrectly? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so how do you know if there is not someone there to guide you?
Right. I think that's really powerful. A lot of the points that you said are really, really important, especially the part about the recipe, because I feel like everyone is anti-group. Like, it's, well, before the time of Corona, everybody was anti-group. they were anti-morning practice, anti-Zoom calls, anti-everything. But the world has changed us all at the same time. And I think that I teach more about the spirituality in terms of like things that you need to know or might want to know in the group sessions. And I think the intuitive coaching is just more focused on how can we get you from this place to another place, like in an hour type of thing. And I think people don't really see the value or for what it really is. Like it's really priceless to have those things together, right? What would you say as we wrap up here to the person that is sitting at home listening to this right now, that is a scared to make the investment, that is scared that this isn't going to be whatever they expect it to be? Like, what is the advice that you give to them now?
Yeah, the advice I would give is advice I actually apply for my life, and I would recommend they do to theirs. It is okay to be afraid. The fear is not the problem. It is the standing still and being stuck that's the problem. And you know, from my personal experience, where I was not getting better. And so where you are now will not improve if you do not move. The only way forward is through.
Powerful. We've got to end it on that. Thank you so much for joining us again, Grace. Please follow Grace over at A Sprinkling of a Grace on Instagram. Her website is asprinklingofgrace.com. Beautiful blog post over there. You guys need to get more into it, get more into this native storytelling. And we'll see you back again very soon, Grace. Thanks for joining.
Thanks for having me. Bye.
Thank you so much for spending time with me today.
My hope is that you always consider me a resource for spiritual wisdom and all things soul level. Allow me to offer you some action steps that you can take right now to either start or deepen your own spiritual connection. Connect me to a friend or coworker or relative of yours that needs to hear this episode now. Send it over to them, even if you've already told them all about how intuitive guidance can help and they haven't made their move yet. You can follow me at _lifeofanempath_ on Instagram, and then send me a DM so that we can schedule some phone time for you ASAP so you can start a deeper journey for yourself. Or reach out to me and let me know you want to start the process of supporting the journey of another that wouldn't have access otherwise. You can schedule your initial consult by going to my website at lifeofanempath.com. Email me at tanisha@lifeofanempath.com and let me know that you'd love for me to share insights like you've heard on the podcast at your organization, or you would like to explore the possibilities of scheduling ongoing group facilitated emotional clarity or declutter the mind sessions for your team as we move forward toward alignment as a global community. I can't wait to connect with you.